Jingle bells, jingle bells, bells are ringing free. Oh, what joy, chuck and bake while listening merrily. Pots and pans, sink and stove, work all easily. Chips and drink with happy times when tuned to NBC.
Broadcasting a classic production from the archives. We're now broadcasting a classic production from the archives.
To say that he was not startled, or that his blood was not conscious of a terrible sensation, would be untrue. But he put his hand upon the key, turned it, walked in, and lighted his candle. He did pause for the moments of resolution, and he did look cautiously behind the door, as if he half expected to be terrified with the sight of Marley's pigtails sticking out into the hall. But there was nothing on the back of the door except the screws and nuts that held the knocker on. So he said, "Oh, oh," and closed it with a bang which resounded through the house like thunder. So he said, he fastened the door, walked across the hall and up the stairs, trimming his candle as he went. Darkness is cheap, and Scrooge liked it. But this night, before he shut his own heavy door, he walked through his rooms to see that all was right. Sitting room, bedroom, lumber room. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet, nobody in his dressing gown, which was hanging up in a suspicious attitude against the wall. Quite satisfied, he closed his door and locked himself in. Took off his cravat. So he said, "Oh, oh." So he said, "Oh, oh." So he said, "Oh, oh." So he said, "Oh, oh."
Yeah.